Hello everyone, this is Jeff Bishop and welcome to Main Menu, ACB Radio's look at technology from a blindness perspective. This week on Main Menu, we bring you an extended look of FreedomBox System Access. What are its capabilities? We show you what it can do inside of Internet Explorer, Microsoft Word, Microsoft Outlook, and more. That's coming up this week on a special two-hour edition of ACB Radio's Main Menu.
FreedomBox System Access now active.
I now have System Access running, and I'm going to show you how easy it is to tweak various settings through the System Access menu. To bring up this menu, we'll press Caps Lock plus F.
System Access menu. Start FreedomBox browser. F.
As you can hear, after a short pause, System Access speaks the hotkey that you can use to quickly reach this item from within the menu. To keep going, we'll press down arrow.
Key echo. Checked. Hey.
I would prefer to turn this off, so let's do that by pressing enter.
Desktop. List. FreedomBox System Access.
And we'll bring up the menu again with Caps Lock plus F to keep going.
System Access menu. Start FreedomBox browser. F. Key echo. Word echo. Checked. W.
We'll leave that alone.
Text-to-speech engine submenu. E.
Let's see what our choices are. To do that, we'll press enter.
Phonics Desktop US. English. Checked. F.
This is the default.
Phonics Desktop UK. English. F. Microsoft Speech API 5. M. Microsoft Speech API 4. M.
These last two options let you use any speech synthesizer which is compatible with the Microsoft Speech API, also called SAPI. Several commercial speech synthesizers are available which support this interface, including foreign language synthesizers, which international users may want to use.
Neo Speech Voice Text. N.
FreedomBox and System Access now officially support Neo Speech Voice Text, often called Neo Speech for short, as a speech synthesizer. You can use Neo Speech not only on your own computer, but on other computers now through the Key to Freedom. NeoSpeech is a very natural-sounding, human-like speech synthesizer, quite different from DeckTalk. To see what I mean, let's press Enter.
Desktop List FreedomBox System Access Menu Closed.
And as you can see, NeoSpeech comes up very quickly. Let's continue looking through the menu.
System Access Menu Start FreedomBox Browser F Key Echo K. Word Echo. Text-to-speech voice submenu. V.
Let's look at our options here.
Kate. Checked. K. Paul. P. Kate. Checked. K.
So we have two options, Kate and Paul. For this demo, let's choose Paul.
Paul. P.
Desktop List. FreedomBox System Access.
And we'll continue through the menu.
System Access Menu, Start FreedomBox Key Echo, Word Echo, Text-to-Voice, Speaking Rate, R.
Let's press Enter to adjust the speaking rate.
Adjust Speaking Rate, Slider, 14.
And we do that with the left and right arrow keys.
17, 20, 22, 20, 28, 20, 22, 27, 14, 11, 8, 11, 14.
But we'll leave it where it is. Let's press Enter.
Desktop List. FreedomBox System Access.
And we'll continue through the menu.
System Access Menu. Start FreedomBox Key Word Text Voice Speaking Average Pitch. P.
We can do the same with the pitch as we did with the rate.
Adjust Average Pitch. Average Pitch. Slider. 33. 40. 40. 50. 60. 50. 40. 40. 30. 20. 20. 13.
That's a nice deep voice. But we'll put it back where it was.
20, 20, 33. Desktop List. FreedomBox System Access.
We're almost done.
System Access Menu. Start FreedomBox Browser. F. Key Echo Word Text Voice Speak Average Punctuation Submenu. U.
Let's see what our choices are.
None. N. Some. Checked. S, most, M, all, A.
But we don't want to mess with this setting for now. So to close this submenu without leaving the system access menu entirely, we can press Escape.
Punctuation submenu. U. Shut down system access modifier F4. S.
You may have noticed that system access said modifier F4. The system access modifier, called modifier for short, in system access menus and help, is a key used in combination with various other keys in several system access commands. One such command that we've used several times now is modifier plus F. The available choices for the system access modifier include caps lock, insert, scroll lock, and numpad 0. You can use these modifier keys interchangeably, and you may want to use different choices depending on which command you're typing and what's most convenient to type. So, we don't want to shut down system access just yet. To close the system access menu, we can press Escape.
Desktop list, Freedom Box system access menu closed.
And that's how easy it is to tweak system access settings through the system access menu. Now I'll demonstrate the start menu, the desktop, the system tray, and a couple of other Windows features. To open the start menu, I'll tap the Windows key.
Start menu, Internet, Internet Explorer, I.
Since this is the Windows XP style start menu, it begins with the Internet and email options. The start menu also displays the programs associated with these tasks. I'll continue with the down arrow.
Email, Outlook Express, E, Skype, S.
Now we're into my most frequently used programs, but let's say I want to jump into the All Programs submenu to find something less frequently used. I can do that by pressing P.
All Programs submenu, Windows Update, W, Free AOL with Spam Blocker, F, Hot Recorder, H.
But now I want to back out of this submenu to show you something else, so I'll press Escape.
All Programs submenu, P, My Documents, M, My Computer, M, My Network Places, M, Control Panel, C.
Let's check this out, and I'll press Enter.
Menu closed. Control Panel list, Accessibility Options, not selected.
I can use the arrow keys to move through this list.
Add Hardware, Add or Remove Programs.
But if I want to jump to something, and I know its first letter, I can press that letter. For example, to jump to Network Connections, I'll press N.
Network Connections.
You may recognize this as the classic view of the control panel, which is the default in versions of Windows prior to XP. However, you may be surprised to find that this isn't what's actually on my screen. Instead, the task-oriented view of the control panel, which resembles a web page in some respects, is displayed. This is a nice feature if you prefer the classic view, but sometimes work on machines where the task view is selected, because when the control panel opens, you're placed in the classic list view, though it's invisible, so you can move through it and select the specific control panel section that you want. It's also interesting to note that conventional screen readers tend not to perform well in this scenario, because they rely quite heavily on what's actually on the screen. So as you're in this classic list view, and you arrow through the items, a conventional screen reader tends not to speak them, since they're not visible. This is one reason why we refrain from calling system access a screen reader. Our goal is not to read the screen. It's to use whatever techniques are available to us to provide the best possible access to your computer system. With that said, we can switch to the task view using the tab key. So let's do that now.
Web view pane, control panel, outline button, opened.
Now we can press the down arrow key to move through this outline, which incidentally is on the left side of the screen.
Switch to classic view button. See also, outline button, Windows update button, help and support button, other control panel options button.
And as you move into broad task-oriented categories in this view, this outline will change, and it will suggest certain other areas of Windows that you might wish to refer to for the particular task that you're in. But now, to move to the web page-like portion of the view, we use the Tab key.
Appearance and Themes, link. Printers and Other Hardware, link. Network and Internet Connections, link.
Let's hit Enter on this.
List Accessibility Options, not selected.
Perhaps, unfortunately, Windows put us back in the classic view. However, System Access deals with this just fine, and we can switch back to the task view using the Tab key.
Web view pane, see also, outline button, opened. My network places button, printers and other hardware button, phone and modem options button, troubleshooters, outline button, home or small office networking button, Internet Explorer button, network diagnostics button.
All right, now let's press the Tab key to move to the links for this task.
Set up or change your internet connection, link.
Let's hit Enter on this and see what comes up.
Internet Properties, Connections tab. To set up an internet connection, click Setup. Choose Settings if you need to configure a proxy server for a connection.
And it begins to automatically read the dialog that has just appeared. To back out of this, we can press Escape.
Network and Internet Connections, list. Accessibility Options, not selected.
And we're back in the classic view. So you get the idea. Let's leave the control panel, which we can do by pressing Alt F4. Now let me show you briefly the Windows desktop. To do that, I'll press the Windows key plus M.
Desktop list, Freedom Box System Access.
Now this is just like the classic control panel list view that we were in. We can press the up and down arrow keys to move around.
Wave pad, Freedom Box System Access.
But we can also jump to an item by its first letter. For example, I'll jump to Skype by pressing S.
Skype.
Now, let me show you how to access programs that are running in the system tray. The system tray is an area displaying icons for applications that run in the background, such as instant messengers, antivirus software, and other utilities. System Access provides a convenient way to peruse the icons in the system tray, jump to one by first letter if you like, and simulate a mouse click on the icon that you've selected. To do this, let's press Caps Lock plus F11.
Select a system tray icon, list, Windows Messenger not signed in.
I can press the down arrow key.
NOD32 antivirus system version of signatures, 1.13.11.20.051.202.
As you can tell, system tray applications tend to provide some information about their current state. This information is displayed as a tooltip when the mouse is moved over the system tray icon, but System Access makes it conveniently available in a standard list. And as with the other lists that we've seen, you can jump to an item by first letter if you like. So for instance, I'm going to press W.
Windows Messenger not signed in.
Now I'll press Tab to start looking at the buttons available here.
Left click button, Alt L. Double left click button, Alt D, right click button, Alt R, cancel button, Alt C, list, Windows Messenger not signed in.
And we're back to the list. Let's say I want to right click. Right clicking on a system tray icon usually brings up a pop-up menu where you can do various things with the application. So I'm going to press Alt R, since that's the shortcut for that button as we just learned.
Menu opened, my email inbox disabled. Send an instant message, disabled. E.
And there's not much we can do at the moment, since for the duration of the demo, I'm signed out. So now I'll press the Escape key to close the menu.
Menu closed.
Lastly, I'll show you help balloons. A help balloon is a notice displayed by Windows, usually when an important and often unexpected event happens. To cause a help balloon to appear, so I can show you how System Access speaks it and how to click it, I'm going to unplug the network cable from the back of my computer.
Local area connection. A network cable is unplugged.
As you can hear, System Access automatically spoke the help balloon and played a sound to indicate that it had appeared. Now, to click the help balloon, we press Caps Lock plus B.
Network connections, list, 1394 connection, not selected.
A window opened in response to clicking the help balloon. Now we're in a standard list, which I can move through with the arrow keys.
Local area connection.
And were I actually having a network problem, I would hit Enter on this and get to work. But since I'm not, I'll press Alt F4 to close this window. As we have seen, System Access works well in the Start menu, including the special features of the Windows XP-style Start menu, as well as the Control Panel, both Classic and Task views, the System Tray, and Help Balloons. Let's do some web browsing with Internet Explorer. To begin, we bring up the Start menu.
Start menu, Internet, Internet Explorer, I.
And it's right at the top, so we'll press Enter.
Menu closed. HTTP, www.google.com, Microsoft Internet Explorer. Search, editable text, blank.
Yes, that's right. The Community-Supported Accessible Web, or Seesaw, is now available through Internet Explorer using System Access. This feature was first introduced in the FreedomBox web browser. We'll take a closer look at Seesaw soon, but first, let's do a Google search. Now, Google put the focus right into the search edit box, and I should note that with System Access, there's no forms mode that you have to enter before you can fill out a form. So I'm just going to type world history.
World.
And hit enter.
History. Web. Results 1/10 of about 694 million for. Link. World. Link. History. 0.06 seconds. Sponsored links. Link. International studies. Understand world affairs through. Programs. Resources and training. www.southerncenter.org.
And System Access gets us straight to the page content. Let's press tab to jump through some of these links.
100,000 history essays. Link.
Nice.
World history, link. History research, link.
We can also review the page with the arrow keys. For example, I can press the up and down arrow keys to move by line.
www.collegeboard.com. Some colleges require subject tests. For admission, learn more.
And so on. Now let's try CNN. I'm going to press F6 to go to the address bar.
Address, edit combo box, H.
And type CNN.com.
Updated, 8:39 p.m. EST 0139 GMT, December 3, 2005. Heading, link, Pakistan, key Al-Qaeda commander killed in blast. Link, Pakistan, key Al-Qaeda commander killed in blast.
Once again, we got straight to the page content. You may have heard a little pop sound once or twice when the page loaded. This indicated that the page tried to open a pop-up window. We'll come back to that in a minute. For now, let's hit enter on this link and go to the article.
Heading, Al-Qaeda number 3 dead, but how? Heading, witnesses say missile strike. Pakistani officials dispute that claim. Saturday, December 3, 2005. Posted, 5:15 p.m. EST 22:15 Greenwich Mean Time. Story Al-Qaeda killed at JPG. Tribal people look at the body of Abdul Wasit who...
And the article begins to read right away. Now, to find out about the pop-up that would have opened again, let's hit F6 to go to the address bar.
Address, edit combo box, H.
Then press tab to get to the information bar, which was introduced in Windows XP Service Pack 2.
Pop-up blocked. To see this pop-up or additional options, click here button.
To do the equivalent of clicking on the button, we can press spacebar.
Menu open. Temporarily allow pop-ups. T. Always allow pop-ups from this site. A. Settings submenu. E.
Let's see what's in here.
Turn off pop-up blocker. B. Show information bar for pop-ups. Checked. I.
And I'm going to turn that off by pressing enter.
Menu closed. When a pop-up is blocked, you will see this icon. To see more options, you can click it when it appears.
And when IE popped up a help balloon, System Access automatically spoke it. That's all for CNN. Let's go over to Amazon.com and really get to watch Seesaw in action. I'm going to press F6 once again to go to the address bar.
Address, edit combo box.
And enter Amazon.com.
Gifts that improve lives.
Now, for a change, we actually want to go to the top of the page. because without Seesaw, the links at the top of the main Amazon homepage tend to be quite incomprehensible. But as we're about to find out, they make perfect sense when labeled with Seesaw. So I'm going to press Control Home.
Amazon.com, online shopping for electronic.
There's the title, and I'll press Tab.
Logo, link. Your store, link. See all 32 product categories, link. Your account, link. Cart, link. Wish list, link. Help, link. Gold box, link.
Etc. Now let's do a search. And for this, I'm going to use one of our navigation keys for IE. In this case, the letter F to jump to the next form field.
Search, drop down list, Amazon.com.
Let's drop down that list with Alt down arrow.
Please choose Amazon.com.
And go down a few.
Books, popular music.
We'll hit enter here.
Popular music.
And tab to the next field.
Search, editable text, blank.
And I'll enter holiday music.
Holiday.
And press enter.
Music, results for holiday music, related searches, link. Christmas music, link. Christmas, link. Christmas songs, so you'd like to, link. Offer your advice, link. Link. Own the best Christmas CDs, by Jay Schneider. AOL Internet Radio, link. Own the best Christmas CDs, by Jay Schneider. AOL Internet Radio, you may also like, link. Link. Now that's what I call Christmas. The signature collection, various artists, link. Rated. Customers who searched for holiday.
And we go straight to the content once again. Let's back up to that product link that we just heard and press enter on it.
Rated link. Now that's what I call Christmas. The signature collection link.
And we'll press enter.
Music information. Explore this album. Sign in link. Music information.
And here we are at the product page. Now for the final part of our IE demo, I'm going to go over to paypal.com and fill out an invoice. This will demonstrate the filling out of a moderately complex form, and it will also involve the table navigation features of System Access in Internet Explorer. So one more time, I'm going to go to the address bar with F6.
Address, edit combo box, HTTP.
And enter paypal.com.
Password, password field.
And PayPal remembers me, so it put me straight in the password field. I'll enter my password now. And submit the form by pressing enter. Remember, once again, no forms mode is required.
Processing login. If this page appears for more than 5 seconds, link, click here to reload. 1132005, Premier account.
Again, we want to go to the top of the page, because that's where the request money link is.
PayPal my account, log out, help, my account, send, request money, link.
And I'll press enter.
You can request money from anyone with an email address in 55 countries and regions that accept PayPal.
I'm going to press tab.
Invoicing, link.
And that's exactly what we want, so I'll press enter.
Bill customers, individuals or groups by email.
Now I'm going to use another one of our shortcut keys, the B key, to jump to the next button. Since I want to go to the continue button, to get to the page that I really want to show you.
Continue button. Sender and receiver info.
Now I'm going to tab through most of these form fields pretty quickly until we get to the table of invoice items, where I'll show you how form filling and table navigation can work together.
Your address, drop down list, optional, drop down list, select phone number, recipient's email, edit a drop down list, or select a recipient, learn more, link. Currency, drop, invoice type, drop, email subject, edit, note, editable, quantity, editable text, blank.
Now we're in the table of invoice items. And in this case, System Access detected that the label for the form field was the column header, so it read that. If we want to read the header of a column in a table, we can do that by pressing modifier C.
Quantity.
We can also use Ctrl-Alt-Up-Arrow and Ctrl-Alt-Down-Arrow to move between rows. So I'm going to go to the previous row with Ctrl-Alt-Up-Arrow.
Quantity.
And back down to the row that we were on.
Quantity. Editable text. Blank.
I'm going to enter 1 and press Tab.
1. Item ID. Editable text. Blank.
And I'll make something up.
1234. Description. Editable text. Blank.
Now I'll tab through the rest of these fields quickly until we get to the next row. And we'll know when we're on the next row because it will say quantity again.
Unit price, editable text, blank, taxable, check box, quantity, editable text, blank.
And I'll enter 2 this time.
2, item ID, editable text, blank.
Let's say I wanted to check the item ID of the previous entry. I can do this by going up to the previous row with Control-Alt-Up arrow.
Item ID, editable text, 1234.
Now I'll go back down to where I was.
Item ID, editable text, blank.
I can also move between columns with Control-Alt-Left arrow and Control-Alt-Right arrow. So I'll press Control-Alt-Left arrow to move to the previous column.
Quantity, editable text, 2.
And Control-Alt-Right arrow to go back where I was.
Item ID, editable text, blank.
And then I continue to fill out the invoice. As you can see, System Access provides features that make your web browsing much more convenient, such as automatic skipping to the start of page content, lack of forms mode, seesaw for labeling links and form fields, and table navigation. Now let's check email using Outlook Express. Once again, I'll bring up the Start menu with the Windows key.
Start menu, Internet, Internet Explorer, I.
And go down once.
Email, Outlook Express, E.
And press Enter.
Menu close, Outlook Express. Outlook Express is not currently your default mail client. Would you like to make it your default mail client? Yes button, Alt Y.
Yes, let's do that. So I'll press Y.
Internet Connection Wizard, your name. When you send email, your name will appear in the from field of the outgoing message. Type your name as you would like it to appear. For example, John Smith. Display name, editable text, blank.
For this demo, I'm setting up a new Outlook Express account using a temporary email address. So I'll type in my name,
Matt,
and press Tab to find out what else is here.
Campbell. Next button, Alt N.
And I'll press Spacebar to activate this button.
Internet email address. Your email address is the address other people use to send email messages to you. For example, someone Microsoft.com. Email address, editable text, blank.
Alright, I'll enter my email address. And press Tab again.
By demo Freedom Box CC. Back button, Alt B.
So we can go back in the account setup process if we have to. I'll press Tab one more time.
Next button, Alt N.
And press Space.
Email server names. Server. An SMTP server is the server that is used for your outgoing email. Incoming mail POP3, IMAP or HTTP server. Editable text, blank.
Alright, I'll enter my incoming mail server and press Tab.
Mail Freedom Box CC. Outgoing mail SMTP server. Editable text, blank.
And do the same for outgoing.
Mail Freedom Box CC. Back button, Alt B.
And I'll Tab one more time.
Next button, Alt N.
And press Space.
Internet mail logon. Type the account name and password your internet service provider has given you. If your internet service provider requires you to use Secure Password Authentication SPA to access your mail account, select the logon using Secure Password Authentication SPA checkbox. Account name, editable text, by demo.
That's what we want, so I'll press Tab.
Password, password field.
I'll type my password and press Tab. As you might expect, System Access will not echo the password.
Remember password, check box, checked.
We do want Outlook Express to remember the password, so I'll Tab again.
Log on using Secure Password Authentication SPA, check box, not checked.
No need to use SPA, so I'll Tab again.
Back button, Alt B.
And one more time.
Next button, Alt N.
And press spacebar.
Congratulations, you have successfully entered all of the information required to set up your account. To save these settings, click Finish, Finish button.
Alright, I'll complete the process by pressing space.
Outlook Express. You can view a map of any address entered in the address book. Click Addresses on the toolbar and select either the Home tab or the Business tab.
By default, when Outlook Express starts, it opens a web page which contains links to various parts of the program, as well as the tip of the day. There's also a checkbox on the page, which we can check to tell Outlook Express to automatically go to the inbox when it starts in the future. The quickest way to get to the checkbox from here is to press Shift-F to go back to the previous form field. So I'll do that now.
When Outlook Express starts, go directly to my inbox. Check box not checked.
And I'll press space to check this box.
Checked.
Now we can press Control-Y to navigate through folders, and in this case I'll go to the inbox.
Go to folder. Go to the selected folder tree. Local folders. Opened.
And I'll press down arrow once.
Inbox.
And press enter.
Inbox Outlook Express. Messages. List. Unread. Microsoft Outlook Express Team. Subject. Welcome to Outlook Express 6. Received. 12/7/2005 9:42 p.m.
Now we can read this message by pressing enter.
Welcome to Outlook Express 6, the solution for all your messaging needs, featuring email and news groups, multiple accounts and identities, HTML message support, address book and directory services, offline synchronization, improved inbox rules. More information. For the most current Outlook Express information, go to the Help menu, and then click Read Me. For feedback, frequently asked questions, and tips, visit our link. News group for updates and information about Outlook Express 6 visit link. Microsoft on the web for help and troubleshooting. Go to the help menu.
As you may have figured out, Outlook Express has placed us in a web page. Reading a message in Outlook Express is just like reading a web page in Internet Explorer. In fact, Outlook Express is using the engine from Internet Explorer to display the message. So for example, we can use Tab and Shift Tab to move between links. I'll press Shift-Tab a couple of times.
Microsoft on the web, link. News group, link.
We can also use Control-Home to go to the top of the message.
Start of table.
And press down arrow to read line by line.
The solution for all your messaging needs.
You get the idea. Now I'll close this message by pressing Escape.
Inbox Outlook Express. Messages, list. Microsoft Outlook Express Team. Subject. Welcome to Outlook Express 6. Received. 12/7/2005 9:42 p.m.
And we're done with this message, so I'll delete it by pressing the delete key.
Delete it. Empty list.
Now, to download a message that I've placed in the temporary mail account to demonstrate a few more features, I'll press Control-M.
Outlook Express. Connecting to mail. Freaking walks Outlook Express. Messages. List.
And we can hear that we have new mail from the sound in the background. To get a summary of what's in this folder, we can check the status bar by pressing Modifier Page Down.
One message, yes. One unread. Working online. One new message, yes.
To get to this new message in the list, we can press down arrow.
Unread. High priority. Attachment. Matt Campbell. Subject. Freedom Box 2.2 press release. Received. 12/7/2005 9:49 p.m.
Notice how much information Outlook Express gives us about the message here in this list, even before we get to the sender's name. To read the message, I'll press Enter.
Freedom Box 2.2 press release. Minneapolis Serotech Corporation announces the immediate availability of Release 2.2 of its powerful Freedom Box software suite. Already the most powerful portable accessible browsing and screen reading tools available, the company announced a long list of feature enhancements and expanded capability, available at no charge.
Now let's use a few more of the web page navigation commands. For example, I can press H to move forward by heading. So I'll do that once.
Heading Level 2, Features.
Now to continue reading, we press Modifier Down Arrow.
Heading, Features. Here's a partial list of updates, upgrades, and new feature enhancements available with version 2.2. 1. Link. Burn your own CDs like a professional. Version 2.2 gives you radio mix technology, allowing you to crossfade music, eliminating space between songs and creating a smooth sound.
We can also use Shift-H to move backward by heading. So I'll do that a couple of times.
Heading Level 2, Features. Heading Level 1, Freedom Box 2.2 released.
Now I'll press down arrow a couple of times to see what's here.
Link, Features. Link, for more information.
Let's press enter on this link.
Heading, for more information, visit, link, www.freedombox.info to download a free trial or to locate your local Freedom Box dealer or value-added reseller.
Now, recall from the summary information provided earlier that this message has an attachment. The quickest way to get to a message's list of attachments is to press modifier A, though you can also use Tab and Shift Tab. So I'll press modifier A now.
Attach list, Freedom Box 2.2, press release doc 25.6 kilobytes.
Now I want to save this attachment. To do that, I'll press the application key, which is located just to the right of the Windows key on most modern keyboards. This will pop up a menu, which provides, among other options, Save As. So I'll press the application key now.
Menu opened. Open. O.
And I'll go down a couple of times.
Print. P. Save As. A.
And press Enter.
Save attachment as file name. Edit combo box. Freedom Box 2.2. Press release.
That file name is alright, so I'll press Enter to save it.
Freedom Box 2.2, press release. Attach list. Freedom Box 2.2, press release. Doc 25.6 kilobytes.
Now let's reply to this message. To do that, I'll press Control R.
Re. Freedom Box 2.2, press release. Editable text. Blank.
And I'll type the body of my reply.
Okay. Got it. Thanks.
Now I want to spell check what I just typed, so I'll press F7.
Spelling, not in dictionary, got G-O-T-T, change to editable text, got G-O-T.
Alright, that's correct, so I'll press Enter.
Not in dictionary, thanks, T-H-A-N-K-S-S, change to editable text, thanks, T-H-A-N-K-S.
Let's press Tab to move to the suggestions list, so we can see what else it may have suggested.
Suggestions list. Thanks. T-H-A-N-K-S.
And I can press down arrow.
Thanks. T-H-I-N-K-S.
The first item was, of course, correct, so I'll go back up.
Thanks. T-H-A-N-K-S.
And press Enter.
Spelling. The spelling check is complete. OK button.
All right, I'll press Enter again.
Re. Freedom Box 2.2, press release. Editable text. Okay, got it. Thanks.
That's fine, so I'll press Control Enter to send the message.
Inbox Outlook Express. Messages list. High priority. Attachment. Matt Campbell. Subject. Freedom Box 2.2, press release. Received. 12/7/2005, 9:49 p.m.
We're done with this message, so now I'll press Delete again.
Deleted. Empty list.
Now let's work a little with the address book. To bring up the address book, we press Ctrl-Shift-B.
Address book main identity, type name or select from list, editable text, blank.
Let's press Tab to go to the list of contacts.
Type name or select from list, Matt Campbell. Email address, M-A-T-T.
Now, I want to add a new contact, so I'll do that with Ctrl-N.
Properties, name tab. Enter name and email information about this contact here. First, editable text, blank.
Now I'll use some made-up information here. So I'll type the first name and press Tab.
Marco, middle, editable text, blank.
No middle name here.
Last, editable text, blank. Polo, title, editable text, blank.
No title.
Display, edit combo box, Marco Polo.
I'll tab again.
Nickname, editable text, blank.
No nickname here.
Email addresses, editable text, blank.
And remember, this is entirely made up. And I'll press tab one more time.
MarcoPolo.com, add button, Alt A.
I'll press the add button with the spacebar.
Email addresses, editable text, blank.
And we could enter another one if we wanted to. But we're done here, so I'll press Enter.
Address book main identity, type name or select from list.
Now we can go to the top of this list by pressing Home.
Marco Polo. Email address, MarcoPolo.com.
Now let's press the application key here and see what we can do.
Menu opened. New submenu. N. Copy. O. Paste. Disabled. P. Action submenu. I.
Let's press Enter to see what's in here.
Send mail. M. Send mail to disabled submenu. T. Dial. D. Internet call. I. Send mail. M.
So, having found someone in your address book, you can press Enter on this option to send them a message. But of course, we're not going to do that, since this contact is made up. So I'll press the Escape key to close that menu.
Action submenu. I.
As well as the main pop-up menu.
Menu closed.
Now we can close the address book again by pressing the Escape key.
Inbox Outlook Express. Messages list empty.
Now let's compose a new message. To do that, we'll press Control N.
New message to editable text blank.
And I'll type the recipient's name.
Marco Polo.
Needless to say, we're not going to be sending this message since it's addressed to the fictitious contact that I just put in my address book. But it still serves to demonstrate a few things. First, you'll notice that Outlook Express automatically completed the recipient's name. When I started typing, it filled in Matt Campbell. Then as I continued typing, it changed to Marco Polo, the fictitious contact. And System Access spoke all of this automatically. Now let's continue with the tab key.
CC, editable text, blank.
And again.
Subject, editable text, blank.
Now I'll enter a subject and press tab once more.
Testing, editable text, blank.
Now I'll start typing a message.
Hey, Marco.
And press enter to start a new paragraph.
What's up? This is just a short test message.
Now I can press modifier up arrow to read the current line.
What's up? This is just a short test message.
That's a little wordy. Let's get rid of the word just. To do that, we'll use control left arrow to go back to the previous word. And we'll do that until we get to the word just.
Dot. Message. Test. Short. A. Just.
There it is. Let's select the current word with control shift right arrow.
Just. Selected.
And delete it with the delete key.
Just. Deleted.
Now we can use modifier up arrow again to read the current line.
What's up? This is a short test message.
That's better. Now we'll go to the end of the line with the end key.
End of line.
Press enter again. And finish off my message with my name. Now I'll read the current line once more.
Matt.
And now I want to save the message to the drafts folder. I can do this through the file menu. To activate the menu bar, I'll press Alt.
File. Alt F.
That's what we want, so I'll open the menu with down arrow.
New submenu. N.
And go down until I get to save.
Send message Alt S. E. Send later. L. Save CTRLS. S.
That's what we want, and for future reference, we can do that by pressing Control S without having to go into the menus. So now I'll press Enter.
Save message. The message has been saved in your drafts folder. OK button.
Good. Now I'll press Enter.
Testing. Editable text. Matt.
And we're back in the message window. Now I'll close this window with Escape.
Inbox Outlook Express. Messages. List. Empty.
And I want to get to the drafts folder. I could do that with Control Y, as I did near the beginning of the demo, but the default configuration of Outlook Express includes a folder tree in the main window, and when we're in the list of messages, we can get there quickly by pressing Shift Tab. So I'll do that now.
Folders, tree, inbox.
And I'll press D until I get to drafts.
Deleted items. Drafts.
That's it, so I'll tab back into the messages list.
Messages list. Unread. Marco Polo. Subject. Testing. Sent. 12/8/2005/7:44 p.m. Account. Mail Freedom Box CC.
Now I can press enter to reopen the message and continue working on it.
Testing to editable text. Marco Polo. Marco Polo com.
And I'll press tab until I get to the message body.
CC, editable text, blank. Subject, editable text, testing, editable text, hey Marco.
And I could go to the end and continue writing, or edit anywhere in the message if I wanted. But actually, I want to delete this message. So I'll close the message window by pressing escape.
Drafts Outlook Express, messages, list, Marco Polo, subject, testing, sent. 12/8/2005/7:44 p.m. Account. Mail Freedom Box CC.
And press the delete key.
Deleted. Empty list.
Now, for the sake of having a known point of reference, let's go back to the inbox folder. I'll press Shift Tab once again to go to the folders tree.
Folders tree. Drafts.
And press I.
Inbox.
And I'll press Tab to get back to the messages list.
Messages list. Empty.
Now, let's conclude this demo by looking at one of the more advanced features of Outlook Express, message rules. Everyone wants to cut down on the amount of junk mail they get. And while spammers are getting smarter, a simple keyword-based filter occasionally still works. For example, I have no interest whatsoever in Rolex watches, so I'm going to set up a filter that deletes any message with the word Rolex in the subject. To do this, I first need to get to the Message Rules option on the Tools menu. So I'll activate the menu bar again by pressing Alt.
File. Alt F.
And right arrow until I get to Tools.
Edit. Alt E. View. Alt V. Tools. Alt T.
That's what I want, so I'll press down arrow.
Send and receive submenu. S.
And I'll continue to down arrow until I get to Message Rules.
Synchronize all. Z. Address book. CTRL Shift B. B. Add sender to address book disabled. D. Message rules submenu. R.
That's it, so I'll press enter.
Mail. M.
And I'll press enter once more.
New mail rule. Select your conditions and actions first, then specify the values in the description. 1. Select the conditions for your rule list where the from line contains people not checked.
Alright, I'll down arrow until I get to the subject condition.
Where the subject line contains specific words not checked.
And press space to check this checkbox.
Checked.
Now I'll tab to the actions list.
2. Select the actions for your rule list. Move it to the specified folder not checked.
And I'll down arrow until I get to delete.
Copy it to the specified folder not checked. Delete it, not checked.
Alright, I'll press space to activate that checkbox.
Checked.
And I'll press tab once more.
3. Rule description. Click on an underlined value to edit it. Read only text. Apply this rule after the message arrives.
Now this part is a little unusual. Instead of clicking on underlined values, we're going to down arrow through this read only text. And when system access indicates that a piece of text has been selected, we'll press enter.
Where the subject line contains specific words, selected contains specific words.
I just pressed down arrow, and system access indicated that the phrase contains specific words was selected. This phrase is underlined on the screen. So now I'll press enter.
Type specific words or a phrase, and click add editable text, blank.
Alright, I'll type Rolex. And press tab.
Rolex. Add button. Alt A.
And I'll press space.
Words. List. Where the subject line contains. Not selected.
Now I can press down arrow to move through this list.
Where the subject line contains. Rolex.
Good. We just added the word to the list. Now we could press shift tab to go back to the edit control and add more. But instead, we'll tab to the OK button.
Remove button. Alt R. Options button. Alt O. OK button.
And press space.
New mail rule. Select your conditions and actions first, then specify the values in the description. 3. Rule description. Click on an underlined value to edit it. Read only text. Apply this rule after the message arrives.
Now let's see what happens when we press down arrow.
Where the subject line contains Rolex. Selected.
We could press enter here to go back into the words dialog and add more words, remove what we have, or change various options. But let's down arrow again.
Selection cancelled. Delete it.
System access said selection cancelled to indicate that the text which was previously selected is no longer selected. Now, we're on a line that has no selected text, so there's nothing more we need to fill in. Let's down arrow one more time.
Blank.
And we're done with this part of the new rule dialog. Now we'll press tab again.
4. Name of the rule. Editable text. New mail rule number 1.
And I'll type in a name for this rule.
Rolex. Spam.
And press tab again.
Filter. OK button.
That's it. We filled in all the information about this rule. Now I'll press space to activate this button and create the rule.
Message rules. Mail rules tab. These rules will be applied to mail messages. List. Rolex spam filter. Checked.
And I'll press tab to see what else is in this dialog, though we're going to skip everything except the OK button.
New button, Alt-N. Modify. Button, Alt-M. Copy button, Alt-C. Remove button, Alt-R. Apply now button, Alt-A. Rule description. Click on an underlined value to edit it. Read only text. Apply this rule after the message arrives. Mail rules tab. OK button.
And we'll press space to activate this button and get back to the inbox window.
Inbox Outlook Express messages list empty.
You can see that System Access works quite well with Outlook Express. It speaks automatically as you'd expect it to as you go through the steps of setting up an account. When you get into the main window, you can easily navigate the web page that Outlook Express opens by default and get to your inbox folder using the Control Y command. When reading a message in Outlook Express, you have access to all of the same commands that you use when reading a web page. It's easy to get to the list of file attachments, if any, and do what you need to do with an attachment. Replying to a message is also easy, and the spell checker works quite well. You can also easily manage contacts in your address book, and when you compose a new message, Outlook Express will autocomplete the recipient's name if possible, and System Access will let you know what's happening. Finally, it's not at all difficult to set up a message filter. So, that's how easy it is to do your email with Outlook Express. One of today's hottest applications is Skype, the free internet phone that just works. Now, let's see how easy it is to use Skype with System Access. Once again, I'll bring up the Start menu.
Start menu, Internet, Internet Explorer, I.
And press down arrow until I get to Skype.
Email, Outlook Express, E. Command prompt, C. Skype, S.
And to start it, I'll press Enter.
Skype trademark beta password, password field.
Now, since we're running Skype as if it were for the first time, we get the sign-in screen. Oddly enough, Skype automatically puts us in the password field, even though no Skype name has been entered yet. So I'll press Shift-Tab 2 times to get to the Skype name field.
Don't have a Skype name button.
If you didn't yet have a Skype account, you would press space to create one.
Skype name, edit combo box, blank.
Now I'll enter my Skype name and press Tab 2 times to get back to the password field.
Don't have a Skype name button. Password, password field.
Now I'll enter my password and press Enter to sign in.
Skype trademark beta Matt Campbell. Contacts tab. Contact list. List N. Not available. Rochester, U.S.
Now we're signed in and Skype places us in the contact list. Now let's press down arrow a few times to move through this list.
Brian, Skype out contact. Mark, not available.
And one more time.
Mike, Skype out contact. Mike, online, 10:21 a.m. GMT 5.
Now, as you can hear, System Access automatically speaks all of the available information about the contact, including the contact's name, status, location, if available, and local time, if available. Now, I could press Enter to call Mike, and when we were done with the call, either I would press Escape to hang up, or he would hang up and Skype would automatically bring me back to the contact list. But now, let's look at the history list. And to switch to that, I'll press Control Tab.
History Tab List. Failed call from Mike. Today 8:18 a.m.
And I'll press down arrow again.
Call to Mike. Yesterday 9:02 p.m. Duration 01:35.
As you can hear, System Access automatically speaks all of the information that we need, including the type of event, who it was from or to, the time, and where applicable, the duration. Now I'll press Control Tab again to get back to the contact list. And note that depending on your Skype configuration, you may also have a dial pad tab, in which case you would just press Control Tab to skip past it. So now I'll go back to the contact list.
Contacts tab, contact list, list, Mike, online, 10:22 a.m. GMT 5.
Now let's look at the various things that we can do with our contacts. And to do this, I'll press the application key.
Menu opened. Start call. S.
And I'll down arrow several times.
Start chat. T. Send contacts. E. Send file. N. Send voicemail. D. Invite to conference. Disabled. I. View profile. V. Rename. R. Set speed dial. P. Remove from contacts. M. Block this user. B. Request contact details disabled. Q. View chat history. W. Start call. S.
And we're back at the top. As you've probably noticed, each of these menu items has an associated shortcut key that you can use to quickly invoke that item from within the menu. So, for example, if you're on a conference call and you want to invite someone else to the conference, you can press Control Tab until you get to the contact list, navigate to the desired user, press the application key, and then press I to invite them to the conference. Now, let's close this menu by pressing Escape.
Menu closed.
Now, let's look at one of the more advanced features of Skype, voicemail. To do this, I'll open the Tools menu by pressing Alt-T.
Tools. Create a conference call. C.
And I'll down arrow until we get to voicemail.
Skype out. S. Skype in. K. Voicemail. V.
Or we could have done that by pressing V once the Tools menu is opened. Now I'll press Enter.
Skype trademark beta options, call forwarding, and voicemail.
Now we're in a control that we can use to move between sections in the Skype options dialog. Skype automatically put us in the call forwarding and voicemail options, and since the voicemail options are towards the end of the tab order in this dialog, we're going to move backwards to look at them. So I'm going to press Shift Tab now.
Cancel button.
Again.
Save button.
Again.
Reset button.
Now we're into the buttons that we can use to work with our voicemail greeting. There are three of these: play, record, and reset. I'm going to Shift Tab again.
Record button.
And once more.
Play button.
Now these buttons are graphics, but you'd never know that unless you used virtual mouse, which we'll be covering later, because these graphics have already been labeled for system access. So you'll have no trouble knowing which button is which, and you can activate them by pressing spacebar, just as you would for a normal button. So for example, I'm going to press spacebar on the play button to listen to my voicemail greeting. Hey, this is Matt Campbell. I'm not at my computer right now, so please leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you. All right, now I'm going to tab to the save button to get out of this dialog.
Record button. Reset button. Save button.
And press space.
Skype trademark beta Matt Campbell. Contacts tab. Contact list. List. Mike. Not available.
And that's how easy it is to use Skype with system access. Students frequently use a word processor to write their papers. So now I'm going to demonstrate the steps of writing a research paper using Word. This paper will be about current challenges in technology access for blind users. First, I'll create the title page. To begin, I'll start a new document by pressing Ctrl-N.
Document 2, Microsoft Word, blank.
This page needs to be centered, both horizontally and vertically. To center the text horizontally, I'll press Ctrl-E.
Centered.
To center the page vertically, we need to visit the page setup dialog. While I'm there, I'll check the paper size. To open the page setup dialog, first I'll open the file menu with Alt-F.
File. New. N.
And press U to jump to page setup.
Page setup. Margins tab. Top. Editable text. 1.
Now I'll press Control Tab to move to the next tab.
Paper tab.
This is where we can check the paper size. So I'll press Tab to move to the next control.
Paper size. Drop down list. Letter 8 1/2 × 11 inches.
As I thought, the paper is 8 1/2 by 11 inches. Now I'll press Control Tab to move to the next tab.
Layout tab.
This is where we set the vertical alignment. So I'll press Tab until I get to that control.
Section start. Drop down list. New page. Different odd and even. Check box. Not checked. Different first page. Check box. Not checked. Header. Editable text. 0.5. Footer. Editable text. 0.5. Vertical alignment. Drop down list. Top.
Now I'll open this list with Alt down arrow.
List opened.
And press down arrow to move to center.
Center.
Now I'll press Enter to select it.
List closed.
And Enter again to save my changes and close this dialog.
Document 2. Microsoft Word, blank.
Centered.
The first line of the title page is the title itself. I want this line to be bold, So I'll turn Boldface on with Control B.
Bold on.
Now let's read the virtual status bar by pressing Modifier Page Down.
Page 1 of 1, Section 1, 5.41 inches from top, Line 1, Column 1, 4.25 inches from left, bold, centered.
We call it the virtual status bar because System Access isn't actually reading the status bar from the screen in this case. Instead, it's collecting information from various sources and presenting it in a way that's more speech-friendly than the on-screen status bar. The virtual status bar includes information that isn't on the on-screen status bar, but which a sighted user can easily see by glancing at the formatting toolbar or the document itself. Now I'll type the title of my paper and press Enter.
Current. Technology. Access. Challenges for blind users.
Centered, bold.
When I pressed Enter, System Access echoed the last word and reminded me that any text I'm about to type will be centered and bold unless I change those attributes. While I want the whole page to be centered, I only want the title to be bold. So I'll turn Boldface off with Control B again.
Bold off.
This title page consists of three elements: the title, the author, and the date, all of which need to have equal spacing between them. The goal is for the title to be about 2.5 inches from the top of the page, and the date to be about as far from the bottom. So now, as an initial guess on how much spacing I need, I'm going to add 8 blank lines. So I'll press Enter 8 times.
Centered, 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 centered.
Each time, System Access reminded us that we're still centered horizontally. Now I'll type the word by and press Enter.
By.
Centered.
We need to have another blank line between the word by and the author's name. So I'll press Enter again.
Centered.
Now I'll type my name and press Enter.
Matt. Campbell.
Centered.
Now let's add 8 more blank lines.
Centered. 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 Centered.
Now I'll type the date and press modifier up arrow to read the current line.
December 27. December 27, 2005.
End of document. Centered.
Note that you shouldn't press Enter at this point, as this would add a blank line at the bottom of the page. That would make the title closer to the top of the page than the date is to the bottom. And we want the distance between the title and the top to be about the same as the distance between the date and the bottom. This is also why this page is not double-spaced, because if it was, then there would be a blank line below the date. Now let's go to the top of the document with Control Home.
Current technology access challenges for blind users.
Start of document. Centered.
And find out how far we are from the top of the page by checking the virtual status bar with modifier page down.
Page 1 of 1, Section 1, 3.49 inches from top, Line 1, Column 1, 2.29 inches from left, bold. Centered.
As you've probably noticed, we're about an inch off from where we want to be. This takes some guesswork to get right, as it does for sighted users. I've already determined that we need to add 5 more blank lines between the title and the word by, as well as 5 more blank lines between the author and the date. So I'll press down arrow to move on to one of the blank lines.
Blank.
Centered.
And press Enter 5 more times.
Centered. 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 Centered.
Now I'll go down to the bottom.
December 27, 2005.
End of document. Centered.
By pressing Control End. And now I'll go up.
Blank.
Centered.
And again press Enter 5 more times.
Centered. 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 Centered.
Now if I go to the top of the document and check the virtual status bar, the position should be about right.
Current technology access challenges for blind users.
Start of document. Centered. Page 1 of 1. Section 1. 2.53 inches from top. Line 1. Column 1. 2.29 inches from left. Bold. Centered.
Now, because Word is centering the page vertically, we know that the distance between the top and the title will be about the same as the distance between the bottom and the date. To verify that, I'll go to the bottom of the document one more time with Control End.
December 27th, 2005.
End of document. Centered.
And check the virtual status bar one more time with modifier page down.
Page 1 of 1, section 1, 8.28 inches from top, line 31, column 18, 4.90 inches from left, centered.
And we're about the same distance from the bottom as we are from the top. Now let's save this title page by pressing Control S.
Save as, file name, editable text, current technology access challenges for blind users.
And I want to call this research paper title. So I'll type that and press enter.
Research paper title, research paper title, Microsoft Word, December 27, 2005.
End of document, centered.
Now let's work on the outline for our paper. Again, I'll start a new document by pressing Control N.
Document 3, Microsoft Word, blank.
As with the body of the paper, the outline will be double-spaced, so Word will automatically insert a blank line between each line that I write. To turn on double spacing, I'll press Control 2.
Double space.
The outline will begin with the word outline centered in bold. So again, I'll turn on horizontal centering with Control E.
Centered.
And boldface with Control B.
Bold on.
Now I'll type the word outline and press enter.
Outline.
Centered. Bold.
Now I want to turn off both centering and boldface for the outline itself. So I'll turn off boldface with Control B.
Bold off.
And return to left alignment with Control L.
Left.
Now to enter outline mode, we need to choose bullets and numbering from the format menu. So I'll open the format menu with Alt-O.
Format, font, F.
And down arrow until I get to bullets and numbering.
Paragraph, P. Bullets and numbering, N.
Now I'll press enter.
Bullets and numbering, bulleted tab, Alt plus B, none, graphic.
Now I want to control tab until I get to outline numbered.
Numbered tab, Alt plus N. Outline numbered tab, Alt plus U.
Now I'll press tab to move to the list of outline styles.
None. Graphic.
And I'll press right arrow once to select the style that we want.
1. A. I. Invented. Graphic.
That's what we want, so I'll press enter to begin the outline.
Document 3. Microsoft Word. 1. Blank.
End of document.
Now we're in outline mode, and we can hear that the current line begins with the number 1. So I'll type introduction and press enter.
Introduction 2.
The first main point in my paper is visual verification. So I'll type visual verification and press enter.
Visual verification 3.
Now I could type point 3, but we need to enter the subpoints under point 2. So to move to the next level in the outline, I'll press tab.
A.
Now I'm ready to type point A, which is background.
Background B.
Point B under visual verification is impact on blind users.
Impact on blind users C.
And point C is solutions. So I'll type that and press enter.
Solutions, D.
Now to move to the previous level in the outline, I'll press shift tab.
3.
Now we're ready to type point 3. The next main point in my paper is DVD menus. So I'll type that and press enter.
DVD menus, 4.
For the sake of brevity, I won't enter the subpoints under this point or the next one. The third main point in my paper is inaccessible Flash websites. So I'll type that and press enter.
Inaccessible Flash web sites 5.
Finally, we have the conclusion. So I'll type conclusion and press enter.
Conclusion 6.
Now, to end the outline, I press enter a second time.
Ending list.
Notice that System Access automatically spoke the number of each item as we moved to the next point and as we moved to the next and previous levels within the outline. That's it for the outline, so I'll save it again by pressing Control S.
Save as file name, editable text, outline.
And to be more specific, I'll call it research paper outline. So I'll type that and press enter.
Research paper research paper outline, Microsoft Word, blank.
End of document.
And that's how easy it is to create an outline using Word and System Access. Now let's look at the steps involved in writing the paper itself. To begin, I'll create a new document again by pressing Ctrl-N.
Document 4, Microsoft Word, blank.
As with the outline, the body of the paper will be double-spaced. So to turn on double-spacing, I'll press Ctrl-2.
Double-space.
The first line of each paragraph in the paper will be indented, and we won't be inserting any blank lines between paragraphs. So to indent the first line of our introductory paragraph, I'll press Tab.
1.75 inches.
Now I'll type a couple of sentences.
While technology access for blind people has improved dramatically in recent years, significant challenges remain. These include visual verification, DVD menus, and inaccessible flash web sites.
As we saw in the demonstration of how to write a letter, we can move sentence by sentence by using Shift modifier S to move to the previous sentence and modifier S to move to the next one. So now I'll press Shift modifier S to move to the previous sentence.
These include visual verification, DVD menus, and inaccessible flash websites.
Now, if I try to go to the next sentence by pressing modifier S, System Access will move me to the end of the current paragraph.
End of paragraph.
Now, I'll press Enter to start a new paragraph. Press Tab again to indent the first line.
1.75 inches.
And type one more sentence.
Visual verification is becoming increasingly common in commercial internet services.
Now we can move by paragraph. If I press Control up arrow at this point, System Access will move me to the beginning of the current paragraph.
Visual verification is becoming increasingly common in commercial internet services.
If I press Control up arrow again, while at the beginning of the current paragraph, System Access will move me to the beginning of the previous paragraph.
While technology access for blind people has improved dramatically in recent years.
So Control up arrow works somewhat like the button to move to the previous track on a CD player. It moves to the previous paragraph only if you're at the beginning of the current one. We can also use these commands during continuous reading to skim through a document. For example, I'll now press modifier down arrow to begin continuous reading, then interrupt it by pressing modifier S to move to the next sentence. System Access will move to the next sentence, then continue reading to the end of the document.
While technology access, these include visual verification, DVD menus, and inaccessible flash websites. Visual verification is becoming increasingly common in commercial internet services.
Now let's work with headers and footers. To do this, I'll first open the View menu with Alt-V.
View, normal, N.
And press H to jump to headers and footers.
Menu closed.
Header.
Blank.
We're now in the header for this document, and System Access let us know this automatically. For this example, the header will consist of my last name and the page number, both of which will be right aligned. To turn on right alignment for the text of the header, I'll press Ctrl-R.
Right.
Now I'll type my last name and press modifier up arrow to read the current line.
Header.
Campbell.
Right.
System Access reminded us that we're still in the header and that the text is right aligned. Now to insert the page number, I'll press Alt-I to open the Insert menu.
Insert. Break. Disabled. B.
And press U for page number.
Page numbers. Alignment. Drop down list. Right.
The default alignment for page numbers is right, which is what we want in this case. Note that the page number can have different alignment than other content in the header or footer, if any. Now I'll press Enter to close this dialog and insert the page number.
Document 4. Microsoft Word.
Header.
Campbell.
Right. Page number.
1.
Right.
System Access automatically told us the page number and its alignment. Now to jump to the footer, I'll press down arrow.
Footer.
Blank.
For the sake of this example, I want to enter today's date in the footer, and I want it to be centered. To center it, I'll press Ctrl-E.
Centered.
Now I'll type in the date and press modifier up arrow again to read the current line.
December 27.
Footer.
December 27, 2005.
Centered.
Now to return to the main text of the document, I'll choose headers and footers again from the view menu by pressing Alt-V and then pressing H as I did before.
View. Normal. N. Menu closed. Services.
End of document.
Now we're in the main text, and System Access read the current line, which in this case consists of the word services. Now I'll move to the end of the line by pressing End.
End of line.
And type another sentence. But I'll stop in the middle of this sentence to add a footnote for an acronym, which will be included in the sentence.
This technique also called A.
Now, before I add the footnote, I'll press modifier plus numpad 5 to read the current word.
Capture.
That's correct. Now, to add the footnote, I'll open the insert menu again with Alt-I.
Insert. Break. B.
And press N to jump to the reference submenu.
Reference submenu. Footnote. N.
That's what I want, so I'll press Enter.
Footnote and endnote. Footnotes. Radio button. Selected.
From this dialog, we can insert either a footnote or an endnote. A footnote appears at the bottom of the current page, while an endnote appears at the bottom of the document. We have footnote selected, and the defaults for this dialog are fine, so I'll press Enter to insert the footnote.
Document 4. Microsoft Word.
Footnotes. Footnote 1.
Now we're ready to type in the text for footnote 1. So I'll type in the meaning of the acronym.
CAPTCHA stands for completely automated public Turing test to tell computers and humans apart.
That was a mouthful. So that's the end of that footnote. Now, to return to the end of the main document, I can press Control End.
Main text.
Services. This technique, also called a CAPTCHA.
Footnote 1. End of document.
Now, if I press Control Left Arrow from here, the cursor will move on to the reference for footnote 1, and System Access will automatically read the content of the footnote.
Footnote 1.
CAPTCHA stands for Completely Automated Public Turing Test to Tell Computers and Humans Apart.
Now I want to move back to the end of the line and finish the sentence. So I'll press End.
End of line.
And finish the sentence.
Is intended to verify that a web site user is human and not a spammer.
Now let's return to the top of this paragraph with Control Up Arrow.
Visual verification is becoming increasingly common in commercial internet services.
Now I'm going to start continuous reading with modifier down arrow, and we'll hear that System Access tells us exactly where the footnote reference is, even when doing continuous reading.
Visual verification is becoming increasingly common in commercial internet services. This technique, also called a CAPTCHA,
footnote 1,
is intended to verify that a website user is human and not a spammer.
Now I'll press End to go to the end of the line.
End of line.
And finally, I'll illustrate how to create a bibliography with a hanging indent. That is, indentation that takes effect for each line of a paragraph except the first. The bibliography will be separated from the body of the paper with a page break. To add a page break, I'll press Control Enter.
Page break.
Now, I want to begin the bibliography with the word bibliography centered and bold as for the outline. So I'll turn on centering again with Control-E.
Centered.
And boldface with Control-B.
Bold on.
I'll type bibliography and press Enter.
Bibliography.
Centered. Bold.
Again, System Access reminded us that the text that we're about to type is still centered in bold unless we change these attributes. So I'll turn off boldface with Control B.
Bold off.
And return to left alignment with Control L.
Left.
Now, to create a hanging indent, I'll open the Format menu with Control O.
Format. Font. F.
And press down arrow once.
Paragraph. P.
Now I'll press Enter.
Paragraph. Indents and Spacing tab. Alt plus I. Alignment. Drop down list. Left.
And I'll tab until I get to the drop down list called Special.
Outline level. Drop down list. Body text. Left. Editable text. 0. Right. Editable text. 0. Special. Drop down list. None.
Now I'll open this list with Alt down arrow.
List opened.
And press down arrow until I get to Hanging.
First line. Hanging.
Now I'll press Enter.
List closed.
And if I tab again, I'll get to an edit box indicating how much the hanging indent will be.
Hanging. Editable text. 0.5.
So that'll be half an inch, which is fine. So I'll press Enter to close this dialog.
Document 4. Microsoft Word. Blank.
End of document.
Now I'll type in a fake bibliography entry. This will be roughly in the form of a bibliography entry for a book.
Thompson. Paul.
There's the author's name. Now I need to type the book title in italics. So I'll turn on italics with Control I.
Italic 1.
And I'll just make up something.
Computer. Access. For. The. Blind. Present. And. Future.
Now I'll turn off italics for the remainder of the bibliography entry.
Italic off.
Wait a minute. What was that? What was... Okay, system access.
.erutf. Future.
Italic off.
Alright, that's the book title. Now I'll type in the name of the city. Again, this is fake.
New York.
Followed by the name of the publisher.
Random House.
And finishing up with the year.
2005.
Now let's read the current line.
Random House, 2005.
End of document.
Good, the text went on to a second line. Now let's go to the previous line with up arrow.
Out 0.5 inches.
Thompson, Paul. Computer access for the blind, present and future. New York.
There are a couple of things to notice about what just happened. First, we heard a short blip. Remember that we're currently using double spacing, which means that Word automatically inserts a blank line between each line of text. These blank lines are skipped when moving between lines with the up and down arrow keys. So System Access indicates this with a short blip when using these keys to move line by line. This compensates for the fact that a sighted user can easily tell that text is double spaced by looking at it. The other thing to notice is that System Access said out 0.5 inches. This means that the indentation at the beginning of the line has decreased by half an inch from the line we were on to the line that we moved up to. We'll notice the reverse if we use down arrow to move to the second line.
In 0.5 inches.
Random House, 2005.
End of document.
Again, we heard the blip as well as the phrase in 0.5 inches to let us know that the indentation has increased. So that's an overview of the features of Word that you would need to write a research paper. As you can hear, System Access speaks quite a bit automatically as we go. Microsoft Outlook is a powerful email and personal information management program. As we'll see, it's also quite easy to use with System Access. First, note that this demo is only for Outlook 2002 and later. Outlook 2000 is not supported by System Access. Now to begin, I'll open the Start menu again and down arrow to Microsoft Office Outlook.
Start menu, Internet, Internet Explorer, Email, Microsoft Office Outlook, E.
There it is. To start it, I'll press Enter.
Outlook 2003 Startup. Outlook 2003 Startup. Welcome to the Outlook 2003 Startup Wizard, which will guide you through the process of configuring Outlook 2003. Next button, Alt-N.
As with the Outlook Express demo, I'm starting from scratch, using a temporary email account created for this demo. So to get started, I'll press Space to activate this button.
Email accounts. You can configure Outlook to connect to a Microsoft Exchange server, Internet email, or other email server. Would you like to configure an email account? Yes. Radio button, selected.
One of two.
Yes, I would like to configure an email account. So I'll leave this radio button alone and press Tab.
Back button, Alt B.
I'll tab one more time to get to the next button.
Next button, Alt N.
To continue, I'll press Space.
Server type. You can choose the type of server your new email account will work with. Microsoft Exchange Server. Radio button, not selected. Connect to an Exchange server to read email, access public folders, and share documents.
One of five.
Each of the five radio buttons on this screen has a description located directly under it. Unlike conventional screen readers, System Access automatically locates and reads these descriptions as you move through the radio buttons. If I wanted to use an Exchange server, I could select this button by pressing spacebar.
Selected.
However, I instead want to use a POP3 server, so I'll move to the next radio button by pressing down arrow.
POP3 radio button selected. Connect to a POP3 email server to download your email.
2 of 5.
That's what I want, so I'll press Tab until I get to the next button.
Back button, Alt B. Next button, Alt N.
And I'll press Space.
Internet email settings POP3. Each of these settings are required to get your email account working. User information, your name, editable text, blank.
Alright, I'll enter my name and press Tab.
Matt Campbell, email address, editable text, blank.
The email address for this temporary account is oldemo@freedombox.cc. So I'll type that and press Tab.
Oldemo@freedombox.cc. Server information. Incoming mail server POP3. Editable text. Blank.
This screen is somewhat complex, with several controls divided into four groups. Unlike conventional screen readers, System Access detects these groups and automatically reads their names as you come to them, along with any explanatory text, which we'll see in a minute. For now, I'll enter the POP3 server name and press Tab.
Mail.freedombox.cc. Outgoing mail server SMTP. Editable text. Blank.
I'll type the same thing here and press Tab again.
Mail.freedombox.cc. Logon information. Username. Editable text. Oldemo.
Now we're in the logon information group, and Outlook automatically filled in the username based on the email address. In this case, that username is correct, so I'll press Tab.
Password, password field.
I'll type my password here and press Tab again.
Remember password, check box, checked.
I do want Outlook to remember my password, so I'll press Tab again.
Logon using secure password authentication SPA, check box, not checked.
We're not using secure password authentication here, so I'll tab one more time.
Test settings. After filling out the information on the screen, we recommend you test your account by clicking the button below. Requires network connection. Test account settings. Button, Alt T.
Notice how System Access automatically read the heading and text associated with this button. I do want to test our account settings, so I'll activate this button by pressing spacebar.
Test account settings. Tasks tab. Outlook is testing the account settings you entered. Stop button. Alt S. Close button. Alt C. Congratulations. All tests completed successfully. Click close to continue.
We're already on the close button, which I can verify by pressing modifier up arrow.
Close button. Alt C.
So now I'll press space to close this window.
Email accounts, internet email settings POP3. Each of these settings are required to get your email account working. Test settings.
We just did that, so I'll press Tab again.
More settings. Button, Alt M.
This is where we would go for advanced settings like SMTP authentication. For this demo, I'll be skipping that dialog. Now let's tab again.
Back button, Alt B.
And one more time.
Next button, Alt N.
And now I'll press spacebar again.
Congratulations, you have successfully entered all the information required to set up your account. To close the wizard, click Finish, Finish button.
That was easy. Notice how System Access spoke automatically all the way through the account setup process, making it easy to complete the process with as much context as a sighted person would have. Now, to get into my inbox, I'll press space.
Microsoft Office Inbox Microsoft Outlook List. Empty.
We should be getting email any second now.
Unread. Old demo at freedombox.cc. Subject Microsoft Office Outlook test message. Received 10:27 p.m. Size 5 kilobytes.
1 of 1.
There's nothing remarkable about this message. It was sent automatically when I pressed the test account settings button a little earlier. So to delete this message, I'll press the delete key.
Deleted.
Now I've placed a test message in my temporary email account, which will allow me to demonstrate a few more things about Outlook. So to download new mail, I'll press Control M.
Outlook Send Receive Progress Tasks tab. 1 of 2 tasks have inbox Microsoft Outlook unread. Importance high. Attachment, Matt Campbell. Subject Freedombox 2.2 press release. Received 10:30 p.m. Size 43 kilobytes.
1 of 1.
System Access read all of the information we would want to know about this message. That it's unread, has high priority, has an attachment, the sender, subject, receive time, and size. Now to read the message itself, I'll press Enter.
Freedombox 2.2 press release message HTML. Minneapolis Zero Tech Corporation announces the immediate availability of release 2.2 of its powerful Freedombox software suite.
Sound familiar? If you listened to the Outlook Express demo, you'll recognize this as the test message that I used there. And as with Outlook Express, Outlook makes all of the web page reading commands from Internet Explorer available when reading an HTML message. As we heard from the window title in this case, this message is an HTML message, so I'm going to press H to jump to the next heading.
Heading Level 2, Features.
Now I'll continue reading with modifier down arrow.
Heading, Features. Here's a partial list of updates, upgrades, and new feature enhancements available with version 2.2. 1. Link. Burn your own CDs like a professional. Version 2.2 gives you radio mix technology, allowing you to cross-fade music, eliminating space between songs and creating a smooth sound. Link. Burn your own passkey.
As before, I can press Control Home to go to the top of the message.
Heading Level 1. Freedombox 2.2 released.
And use the up and down arrow keys to examine its contents line by line. So I'll press down arrow a couple of times.
Link. Features. Link. For more information.
And I'll press Enter on this link.
Heading. For more information, visit. Link. www.freedombox.info to download a free trial or to locate your local Freedombox dealer or value-added reseller.
Recall from earlier that this message has an attachment. The easiest way to access attachments is to press Modifier A. When you do this in Outlook, System Access places the attachments in a standard list where you can choose an attachment, then single left-click, double left-click, or right-click on it. This is for consistency with the method of accessing the system tray demonstrated in an earlier tutorial. So now I'll press Modifier A to bring up the list of attachments.
Choose an attachment list. Freedombox 2.2 press release .doc 25 kilobytes.
1 of 1.
That's what I want, so I'll press Alt-R to right-click it.
Freedombox 2.2 press release message HTML. Menu opened. Open.
Oh. And I'll down arrow until I get to save as, since I want to save this attachment.
Print. R. Save as. S.
And I'll press enter.
Save attachment. File name. Edit combo box. Freedombox 2.2 press release dot doc.
That file name is fine, so I'll press enter to save it.
Freedombox 2.2 press release message HTML.
Now I want to reply to this message by pressing Control R.
RE. Freedombox 2.2 press release message. Message. Editable text. Blank.
Start of document.
Notice that System Access said start of document. We're actually in Microsoft Word. We can verify this by pressing Alt to move across the menu bar. So I'll press Alt now.
File. F.
And press right arrow a few times.
Edit. E. View. V. Insert. I. Format. O.
I'll press down arrow to open the format menu.
Font. F.
And down arrow a few times through here.
Paragraph. P. Bullets and numbering. N.
Look familiar? That's Microsoft Word. So you can use all of the formatting capabilities of Microsoft Word when writing an email in Outlook. Note that this is the default setting. If you've reconfigured Outlook, or if it's been reconfigured for you, then you may have something that looks different. Now, to get out of the menu bar, I'll press Alt again.
Menu closed. Message. Editable text. Blank.
Start of document.
But for now, I want to type a simple reply, so I'll just type a couple of sentences.
Okay. Got it. Thanks.
Now let's spell check it by pressing F7.
Spelling, English U.S, not in dictionary, Freedom Box, FREEDOMBOX. First suggestion, Freedom Box, FREEDOM, space, BOX.
One of one.
First, Word is checking the spelling of the message subject. In this case, Freedom Box is spelled correctly, so let's press Alt-I to ignore this.
Spelling and grammar. English U.S, not in dictionary. Thanks. THANKSS. First suggestion. Thanks. THANKS.
One of three.
Now we're in the message body, and since we know there's more than one suggestion for this misspelling, I'll move to the suggestions list by pressing Tab.
Suggestions list. Thanks. THANKS.
One of three.
And press down arrow to move to the next one.
Thanks. THINKS.
Two of three.
Of course, the first suggestion was correct, so I'll move back to it with up arrow.
Thanks. THANKS.
One of three.
And press Alt C to make the correction.
Not in dictionary. Got. G-O-T-T. First suggestion. Got. G-O-T.
One of five.
That's correct, so I'll press Alt C again to make that correction.
Microsoft Office Word. The spelling and grammar check is complete. OK button.
I'll press space to activate this button.
RE. Freedom Box 2.2. Press release message. Message. Editable text. OK. Got it. Thanks.
Start of document.
And now we're back in the reply. To send it, I'll press Control Enter.
Freedom Box 2.2 press release message HTML.
Now I want to add the sender to my Outlook contacts. To do this, I first need to get to the from header in the message. If I press modifier 1 once, then System Access will read the from header.
From Matt Campbell MATTC at freedombox.cc.
If I press it twice quickly, System Access will move the focus to the from header.
From read only text, Matt Campbell MATTC at freedombox.cc.
At the moment, the cursor is at the end of this read only text. I can verify this by pressing the right arrow. Since we heard a ding, we know that the cursor can't go any further to the right. Now let's see what happens if I press left arrow to move to the previous character.
Matt Campbell MATTC at freedombox.cc.
This is a rather unusual read only text control, in that each address is treated as a single unit. So in this case, when I pressed left arrow to move from the end of the line, left, Outlook moved the cursor onto the beginning of the address. System Access recognizes that each address is a unit and that you can't move by character within the address, so it spoke the whole address here. Now, to add this address to my contacts, I need to pop up the context menu for this address by pressing the application key.
Menu opened. Schedule a meeting. E.
Now I'll press down arrow until I get to the item that I want.
Getting office location. Disabled. Call submenu. L. Send mail MATTC at freedombox.cc. I. Additional actions submenu. D. Create rule. R. Send options. O. Add to Outlook contacts. N.
So I'll press Enter to activate this, and for future reference, I could have jumped to it by pressing N.
Matt Campbell Contact, General Tab, Full Name, Editable Text, Matt Campbell.
We'll come back to this window shortly, but for now, I'll press Ctrl-S to save this new contact, and press Escape to close the contact window.
FreedomBox 2.2 Press Release Message HTML from Read Only Text, Matt Campbell MATTC at freedombox.cc.
Now I'm done with this message, so I'll close it by pressing Escape.
Inbox Microsoft Outlook replied, Importance High, Attachment, Matt Campbell. Subject FreedomBox 2.2 Press Release, received Saturday 1/7, size 43 kilobytes.
1 of 1.
Now I'll delete this message by pressing the delete key.
Deleted. Empty list.
Now let's add someone to our contacts and see how we would send email to that contact. To do this, I'm going to bring up the list of folders by pressing Ctrl-Y.
Go to folder, folder name, tree, inbox.
And press C until I get to contacts.
Calendar. Contacts.
Now I'll press Enter to open the contacts folder.
Contacts Microsoft Outlook, Campbell, Matt, email, mattc at freedombox.cc.
1 of 1.
There's the contact I just added from the test message. Now I'm going to add a new contact from scratch. To do this, I'll press Ctrl-N.
Untitled Contact, General Tab, Full Name, Editable Text, Blank.
I'll make up a name for this contact.
Mitch.
And press modifier up arrow to read it.
Full name, Mitch Anderson.
There is a reason why I didn't press tab this time. To get to the email address field from here would take about 10 to 15 presses of the tab key. But why do that when we can just move straight across from the full name field and click on the email address field like a sighted person would? We can do this using a feature of System Access called Virtual Mouse. So to turn on Virtual Mouse, I'm going to press modifier M.
Virtual mouse on.
Now System Access has moved the mouse cursor to the current keyboard focus. To verify that, I'll press modifier up arrow, which says the object under the mouse cursor while in virtual mouse mode.
Full name, editable text, Mitch Anderson.
Everything having to do with virtual mouse mode is spoken in this voice. Now to move to the next item horizontally, I'll press alt right arrow.
Contact photograph button.
Notice the little click sound to indicate that we can click on this object. I want to move to the right a couple more times, so I'll press alt right arrow again.
Email.
This is the label for the email address field. I'll press alt right arrow again.
Email button.
Almost. This is a button located just to the left of the email address edit field. I'll move to the right one more time.
Email editable text blank.
Now to click on this field, I just press Enter.
Email editable text blank.
Notice that this time System Access spoke the field name and type in its normal voice. This tells us that the email field now has the keyboard focus. Now I'll get out of virtual mouse mode by pressing Escape so I can start typing.
Virtual mouse off.
Now I can type in a fake email address and press Tab.
Mitch at example.com, address book button.
Let's press tab one more time.
Display as editable text, Mitch Anderson, Mitch at example.com.
That's what we want, so I'll save this contact again by pressing Control S. It's saved, now I can close the window by pressing Escape.
Contacts Microsoft Outlook, Campbell, Matt, email.
Now we're back in the contact that we selected before creating a new one, but there are now two contacts in the list. So to go to the first one, which is the new contact that I just created, I'll press up arrow.
Anderson, Mitch, email, Mitch at example.com.
1 of 2.
Now suppose I want to send this contact an email. If you're familiar with Outlook Express, you might initially guess that you can press the application key and choose to start a new message from the pop-up menu that you get that way. But let's see what happens if we do that. I'm going to press the application key now.
Menu opened. New contact. N.
And now I'll quickly move through this menu.
New distribution list. Show fields. Sort. Filter. Other settings. Show empty fields. Best fit. Customize current view. New contact. N.
As you can see, we're in the wrong menu. Let's back out of here with escape.
Menu closed. Anderson, Mitch. Email, mitch@example.com.
One of two.
What we just saw is the menu for the contacts folder itself, not the specific contact. To open the pop-up menu for the current contact, we have to right-click on that contact. The most convenient way to do this is to press modifier plus application key. So I'll do that now.
Menu opened. Open. O.
And now I'll down arrow to the option I want.
Print. P. Forward. W. New message to contact. M.
And for future reference, I could jump to that by pressing M. Now I'll press Enter to start my new message.
Untitled message. Subject. Editable text. Blank.
We're automatically in the subject field, but let's press Shift-Tab a couple of times to get back to the To field and verify that our new contact has been placed in there.
CC. Editable text. Blank. To. Editable text. Mitch Anderson. Mitch@example.com.
It has. So now I'll tab twice again to get back to the subject field.
CC. Editable text. Blank. Subject. Editable text. Blank.
And I'll type in a short subject.
What's?
And press tab.
Up. Message. Editable text. Blank.
Now I'll type a short message.
Hey. Mitch. This is just a short test message. Talk to you soon.
Now I can read the current line as usual by pressing modifier up arrow.
This is just a short test message. Talk to you soon.
End of document.
That first sentence is a little wordy. So let's back up to that sentence and get rid of the word just. Remember that we're using Microsoft Word here. So I can move to the previous sentence by pressing Shift Modifier S. So I'll do that a couple of times.
Talk to you soon. This is just a short test message.
Now I'll press Control Right Arrow until I get to the word just.
Is. Just.
Now I can select that word with Control Shift Right Arrow.
Just.
Selected.
And press the Delete key to delete it.
Just.
Deleted.
Now I'll go to the end of the line by pressing the End key.
End of line.
Press Enter again. And finish off the message with my name. I'll press modifier up arrow again.
Matt.
End of document.
And we're done. Now let's save the message in our drafts folder. And to do that, I'll press Control S. It's saved, and now I can close this window by pressing Escape.
Contacts Microsoft Outlook. Anderson, Mitch. Email, mitch@example.com.
One of two.
We're now back in the contacts folder. To get to the Drafts folder, I'll press Ctrl-Y again.
Go to Folder, Folder Name, Tree, Contacts.
And I'll press D until I get to Drafts.
Deleted Items. Drafts, 1.
Notice that System Access said 1. This is because Outlook placed the number 1 next to this folder name to indicate that there's one unread message in this folder. So now I'll press Enter to open the Drafts folder.
Drafts Microsoft Outlook, unread, to Mitch Anderson, mitch@example.com, subject what's up? Sent none, size 5 kilobytes.
One of one.
Now I can press enter to open this message.
What's up? Message, editable text, hey Mitch.
Start of document.
And we're back in the message, where I could continue writing. But actually, I want to delete this message, so I'll close the message window again with escape.
Drafts Microsoft Outlook to Mitch Anderson, mitch@example.com. Subject, what's up? Sent none. Size 5 kilobytes.
One of one.
And again, I'll press the delete key to delete this message.
Deleted. Empty list.
Now, to conclude this demo of email with Outlook, I'm going to set up a simple message rule. Everyone wants to cut down on the amount of spam. And while spammers are getting increasingly more clever, a simple keyword filter occasionally still does the job. For example, I have no interest whatsoever in Rolex watches. So I'm going to set up a message rule that deletes any message with Rolex in the subject. To begin, I'll open the Tools menu with Alt-T.
Tools. Send Receive Submenu. E.
And press L for Rules and Alerts.
Rules and Alerts. Email Rules tab. Toolbar. New Rule. Button. N.
This is the button we want, and since we're in a toolbar, we need to press Enter to activate this button.
Rules Wizard. Start creating a rule from a template. Radio button selected.
One of two.
We could do this, but I'm going to start creating the rule from scratch to show you more of what System Access can do. So I'll press down arrow to move to the next radio button.
Start from a blank rule. Radio button selected.
Two of two.
Now I'll press tab to continue.
Step 1. Select when messages should be checked. List. Check messages when they arrive.
One of two.
That's what we want, so I'll keep tabbing.
Cancel button.
And again.
Next button. Alt N.
Now I'll press space to proceed to the next screen.
Which condition S do you want to check? Step 1. Select condition S. List. From people or distribution list. Check box. Not checked.
1 of 27.
So there are several possible conditions that we can check. Let's move to the next one with down arrow.
With specific words in the subject, check box, not checked.
2 of 27.
That's what I want, so I'll press space to check it.
Checked.
Now I'll press tab to move on to the next control on this screen.
Rule description: move with arrows and use spacebar to edit parameters. List with specific words in the subject.
2 of 2.
This is the item we want to fill in, so I'll press space.
Search text. Specify words or phrases to search for in the subject. Editable text. Blank.
Alright, I'll type Rolex and press tab.
Rolex. Add button. Alt A.
And I'll press space to activate that button.
Specify words or phrases to search for in the subject. Editable text. Blank.
We're back in the edit box. Now I'll tab to the OK button.
Search list. List. Rolex.
One of one.
So our word is now in the list.
OK button.
And I'll press space to activate this button and return to the rules wizard.
Rules wizard. Which condition S do you want to check? Rule description: move with arrows and use spacebar to edit parameters. List. With Rolex in the subject.
2 of 2.
That's correct. So I'll tab until I get to the next button.
Cancel button. Back button. Alt B. Next button. Alt N.
And I'll press space to move on to the next screen.
What do you want to do with the message? Step 1. Select action S. List. Move it to the specified folder. Check box. Not checked.
1 of 21.
That's not what I want to do, so I'll move down to the next option.
Assign it to the category. Category. Check box. Not checked.
2 of 21.
The reason System Access said the word category here is that this word does, in fact, show up twice. The reason System Access said the word category twice here is that this word does, in fact, show up twice in that list item. But the first time it appears underlined, indicating that the category would need to be filled in using a dialog similar to what we just did. But this isn't what I want either, so I'll press down arrow again.
Delete it. Check box. Not checked.
3 of 21.
That's what I want, so I'll press space to check this box.
Checked.
And I'll press tab to move to the next item.
Rule description: move with arrows and use spacebar to edit parameters. List. With Rolex in the subject.
2 of 3.
We now see that there are 3 items in this list, but let's see what happens if I try to move down to the third one.
With Rolex in the subject.
2 of 3.
Outlook won't let us move to the third item. That's because there's nothing to be filled in here, since the third item simply specifies that the message should be deleted. To verify this, I'll turn on Virtual Mouse again with modifier M.
Virtual Mouse on.
Press modifier up arrow to verify that the mouse pointer is on the currently selected item.
With Rolex in the subject. 2 of 3.
And now I'll press down arrow.
Delete it. Not selected. 3 of 3.
So we verified that the item under the one that we're currently on is delete it. Now I'll press escape to get out of Virtual Mouse.
Virtual Mouse off.
Now let's tab again until we get to the next button.
Cancel button. Back button. Alt B. Next button. Alt N.
And I'll press space.
Are there any exceptions? Step 1. Select exception S. If necessary, list. Except if from people or distribution list. Check box, not checked.
1 of 26.
No, there are no exceptions in this case, So I'm going to show you a little shortcut for moving to the next page in a wizard. Instead of tabbing to the next button, you can simply press Control Tab. So I'm going to do that now.
Finish rule setup. Step 1. Specify a name for this rule. Editable text. Rolex.
Note that you should only use the shortcut previously demonstrated if you know what you're doing. If you're unfamiliar with a dialogue or wizard, you should tab through it to make sure you know what's there. Now we're on the final page of the rules wizard, where I can enter a name for the rule and set a few options. The default name, based on the keyword specified earlier, is fine, so I'll press tab to move on.
Step 2. Set up rule options. Run this rule now on messages already in drafts. Check box not checked.
We're now in a group of checkboxes, and as with the new account wizard, System Access detected this grouping and spoke its name as soon as I tabbed to the first checkbox. So I'll keep tabbing, because there's nothing here I need to change.
Turn on this rule. Check box checked.
Yes, I do want to turn it on.
Rule description: move with arrows and use spacebar to edit parameters. List with Rolex in the subject.
2 of 3.
This gives us one last chance to tweak any of the parameters in the rule description, but I don't need to do that, so I'll keep pressing tab.
Cancel button. Back button. Alt B. Finish button.
And now I'll press space on this button to finish the rule.
Rules and alerts. Email rules tab. OK button.
And press space. And we've just created a new rule.
Drafts Microsoft Outlook list empty.
And that's how easy it is to set up an email rule with Outlook. As you can see, System Access makes it quite easy to do your email with Outlook, speaking the information you need automatically as you go.
Brings this week's edition of ACB Radio's Main Menu to a close. We'll be back next week with a review of Trek 2000 that will be on next week's edition of Main Menu. If you have any comments or suggestions for Main Menu, please do get a hold of us. We can be reached by emailing mainmenu@acbradio.org. Again, that's mainmenu@acbradio.org. We'll see all of you next week on another edition of ACB Radio's Main Menu. Take care, everybody.